This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Subscribe to the Hit That Line Podcast Network. Y'all ready for this? This is the Gimme the Hogs Chuck podcast presented by Weichert Realtors, the Griffin Company.
Just when I thought I was out, they pull me back in.
He is a loathsome, offensive brute, yet I can't look away.
This is the business we've chosen.
Gimme the Hogs Chuck! Woo!
Gimme the Hogs Chuck!
Long time listener, first time caller. So, Gimme the Hogs Chuck.
This is like catching a big brown trout on the White River. I've always wanted this. Give me the hogs, Chuck.
You know, I was thinking this morning about the last time Arkansas played Vanderbilt in the SEC tournament. It was the night the world changed in 2020, which also, by the way, is the last time Arkansas has beaten Vanderbilt. But Arkansas won the game that night, and that was the last game that was played that basketball season, at least in the Southeastern Conference. You know, I can remember it was the late game. It was the last game, the fourth of four games at Bridgestone Arena. And I got a text right about, I don't know, somewhere early in the ball game from a friend of mine informing me that Rudy Gobert had tested positive for what was commonly known then as the coronavirus. We didn't refer to it as COVID then. We called it the coronavirus. And word began to filter through the arena that the NBA had shut it down that night. All the games had been canceled. And clearly word began to filter through the arena during the course of the game. And we were focused on the game, and the commercial breaks are only about 60 seconds. And we'd gather what information we could, but we didn't have enough to really talk about it. We knew just enough to be wrong, is the bottom line, which is a dangerous spot to be in when you're on the air. So by the time the game ended, if you'll remember, Arkansas had won the game and they were going to play South Carolina the next night. And the plan when we left Bridgestone Arena was for Arkansas and South Carolina to play the next night, but for the arena to be empty. No one would be there, just the players and coaches and essential personnel. And that was what they were going to do. That was what we thought when we left the building. Now, I can remember getting back to the hotel and beginning to read on my phone all the things that had transpired during the night, and I knew it was over. I knew we weren't going to play the next day. I knew the world. I had no idea how much it had changed, but I knew right then it was going to be a lot different tomorrow. And tomorrow was not going to include basketball at the SEC tournament. We met the next morning. Musk told the team what was going on, went to the airport, flew home. And that was the end of it. And then for the next, you know, however many months, we all sat and waited. I've still got a picture on my phone of the following year in 2021 right here where our broadcast perch was like way up in the rafters. And you'll remember they allowed some people to come in and watch the game, if I'm remembering correctly. But for the most part, it was, you know, it was an empty arena. They had all the, you know, the spaced out seating. Arkansas would end up going to the NCAA tournament in Indianapolis, and basically they were sequestered up there for a couple of weeks. It was such a strange time. And Nashville, for me, will always be the city, always be the place that I was in when the world changed. And it certainly did that night. We had no idea what was coming. But we knew that there was not going to be any more SEC tournament basketball. And just, you know, something that when you're here, and I don't know how it is for people just watching at home, but I can tell you when you're here, it's very difficult not to think about that. All right, that's where we start. I rambled a little bit. Thank you for indulging me as we began on the Gimme the Hogs Chuck podcast. It's presented by Weicker Realtors, the Griffin Company, and it's brought to you in part by the Bet Saracen app. Basketball tonight, Hogs at the conference tournament. They're practicing today. They'll have a brief pregame practice at Tennessee State, and then they'll play Vanderbilt tonight at 6 o'clock. First time around, Vanderbilt won the ball game in Fayetteville by 3 points. Hogs are playing a whole lot better now. This is Muss talking about his team at this point.
Yeah, I mean, I think the team has played confident. I mean, I think our last three road games on weekends were Mississippi State, Kentucky, and Alabama. Those are three hard places to play. All you'd have to do is look at their home record. If you add those, and you know, we didn't win them, but we gave ourselves, or we had an opportunity to win all three of those games, and I think that it's a confident or a more confident team than we were earlier. And I do think that, you know, this particular group knows where shots are coming from and who they're coming from. And
all right, first things first, before we look at the big picture and what Arkansas has got to do to get into the big dance, let's not take Vanderbilt for granted. That's what we've done three straight times, and the Razorbacks have lost them all. First time around, Vanderbilt scored 44 points in the paint, and Arkansas scored 26. That's not a recipe for winning. You know, the Razorbacks are fifth in the country in blocked shots, averaging over 6 per game. They blocked 1 against Vanderbilt, had 4 steals. That was it. Turned the ball over 13 times. Vandy scored 17 points off those turnovers. Hogs were down by 15 with less than 6 minutes to go. Hit a bunch of shots, made a run, got back within a point, and then Vanderbilt won it by 3. So that brings us to tonight. And the Razorbacks clearly have got to do a better job defending Vanderbilt than they did the first time around. Vanderbilt scored 51 points in the second half, 85 for the ballgame. Vanderbilt came to Bud Walton Arena, scored 85 points. Now, on to the bigger picture. I know that people are looking at this from the outside and, you know, they're saying there's no way a team can win 5 in a row. I get that, and it's certainly not likely. But let's be honest. It's Arkansas' success in the NCAA tournament the last 3 years that makes people still in the backs of their minds hear that voice that says, it might happen. Don't put it past Muss to pull something like this off. There's still that little voice back there because of what's happened the last 3 years that makes you think it might be possible. I don't know if it is or not. I know it's not possible if you don't win tonight. So how do you handle your personnel? The head coach is already thinking about that.
If you're not getting the reps in a game, you know, it's important to stay mentally focused and get the reps and work on your cardiovascular. And I do think we have some guys that, you know, first one in the building, those guys, you know, that are doing that type of stuff, they're staying ready to play. And like I said, you know, if you're fortunate, any team that's fortunate enough to advance, rotations can alter.
Here's the bottom line. The Razorbacks win tonight. They'll play tomorrow afternoon against South Carolina. If they don't, the season's over. 6 o'clock tonight, if you want to watch it, it's on the SEC Network. If you want to listen to it, pregame along the Razorback Sports Network begins as you drive home at 5:30 this afternoon. I've got some more stuff that I want to get into today. We're going to talk baseball in just a second. There's also some football stuff that I want to get into. I guess baseball would be the thing to talk about first. Arkansas beat Oral Roberts last night being Tuesday night, as we record this on Wednesday. It was 4-2. Razorbacks scored three runs early. Kendall Diggs had a home run for the fourth run. Oral Roberts scored a couple late, and this was Dave Van Horn when it was over.
A lot of good pitching, a lot of strikes being thrown. The inning that some strikes weren't thrown, we took advantage of it and punched in three runs. And obviously when Kendall hit the home run, gave us four-run lead, that's one of the magic numbers. You didn't get to four, it's a little bit more difficult. And it just seemed like we held on at the end. And we had a chance in the seventh, you know, to just tack on one more run, give credit to their pitcher. They struck her hitter out in three pitches. And then, you know, we didn't get that big hit. But really for us, you know, this was a game that was, you know, was a little, had me a little worried because of conference starting this weekend and, you know, the game before after the weekend. And, you know, I thought our guys showed up, they were into it. I just thought Oral Roberts pitched just pretty good for the most part.
Razorbacks are ranked number one in the country. Pretty much consensus. I think one poll's got them at two. Everybody else has got them at number one. They're going to open conference play this weekend. Missouri is going to be in town for a Friday, Saturday, Sunday affair. And after all the preliminaries, it's finally on to SEC play. Hey, if you're buying or selling a home, Weicker Realtors, the Griffin Company, is the name you need to remember. They were my partners. I'll never forget the first time I bought a home. I didn't know what I was doing. I thought I did. I knew I'd been approved for a loan, but that was about it. They guided me through the process. They listened to me when I talked about what I wanted, and they balanced it with what I could afford. We looked in the neighborhood that, the area that I wanted to be in, and lo and behold, before I knew it, the process was done. I was a homeowner. And then it came time to sell and buy again, and they've been my partners every step of the way. And I'll tell you, when you buy a home, for most of us, it's the most money we ever spend. You know, you're just not going to spend any more money than that. You want to get it right. You want somebody on your side of the table, whether you're a buyer or a seller, that understands your situation intimately, that knows the market, that understands neighborhoods and streets and values and all the things that are important, whether you're a buyer or a seller. That was my experience with Weicker Realtors, the Griffin Company, and I think that'll be your experience too. Now, they've got offices in Northwest Arkansas. They're in Washington County. They're in Benton County. They're in the River Valley in the Fort Smith area. You hear us talking about their most recently opened office up in Branson, servicing North Central Arkansas, Southern Missouri. They've got a great selection, and if you want to see it, you can log on to WeickerGriffin.com.
BetOnline is your number one source for all of your betting needs. Get the latest odds, lines, and matchup reports for baseball, boxing, golf, and more. BetOnline continues to be the fastest and easiest way to place your wagers, including live betting and your favorite casino and card games available to play right on your phone. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign in today and get in on the action. Remember to use the promo code BLEAV, that's B-L-E-A-V, for your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. BetOnline, where the game starts.
All right, I want to talk a little football as we continue along on the Gimme the Hogs Chuck podcast today. It's Pro Day. A lot of the former Razorbacks are going to be showing their stuff before NFL scouts later today, and I want to talk about that in just a minute, kind of give you an idea about what's going on there. But I want to talk just for a second about the offensive line. You know, when you look at all the things on a 4-8 football team that you know, are the reasons at the end of the year why you're 4-8, a lot of times the offensive line is one of the first areas that you go towards. If you can't be good up front on the offensive side of the ball, it's impossible to dictate the tempo of the game. It's impossible to cover up other areas where you might be deficient. If you're not good up there, you have no chance. And Arkansas was not good up front enough last year to win enough games to get to where they wanted to go. So they've addressed a lot of this stuff in the transfer portal. One of the guys that they brought in is a tackle named Fernando Carmona. They brought him in from a junior college out in California. Now, anyone who's listened to this podcast or listened to me over the years knows I was a big fan of Sebastian Tritola. He was an Arkansas offensive lineman when Bielema was the head coach and Pittman was the offensive line coach. I think that's the last really physical, really good offensive line Arkansas has had. I think they've had some others that were decent, but I think that's the best one they've had over the last 10 years. Tratola was the leader of that football team. Inside the locker room, it was his locker room. Some of the guys were about halfway afraid of him. He had a big, gregarious personality off the field. But when it was time to throw down, when it was time to keep it real, as the kids say, and those locker room doors slammed shut, it was his room, and his word was law. I think they've missed that. I think you've got to have a big, larger-than-life personality in your locker room. All good teams have them. If you don't have them, you're probably not going to be good. Doesn't mean you can't be, but it sure does help if you've got this guy. I've wondered about Carmona. Is he a Tratola type? I've heard him talk. He met with the media a couple of days ago. I'm going to play some clips from him here. If you're old enough, if you were around, if you paid attention when Tratola was here, I think you can hear a little bit of him in this kid from California. I don't know if he's the answer, but I think he might be part of it.
Dude, they've been awesome. They really brought me in with open arms, and I think I'm just really trying to change the offensive line culture that we had, and I feel like the team's starting to feel that. They're starting to feel our energy kind of wear off onto them, and then everybody's kind of starting to give us their energy, and so it's just really meshing well, and I'm enjoying it right now. I would say competitive, man. That's been the biggest thing. I think the joy of playing the ball right now. I feel like everybody's been kind of had this like built up, I don't want to say anger, but just excitement to play football. We were lifting for 7 weeks, and once we were done with those 7 weeks, it's like, all right, we turned it up that extra gear, and it's time to go, and you really feel that right now. You know, I feel like as an offensive line, you kind of have to be the catalyst for the offense, and I feel like in – I'm not really sure. I wasn't here last year, but I heard that it wasn't really that way. And so just this year, we've just tried to bring the energy every day to practice, hustle to the ball, and just be together as a group. As an offensive line, you have to be the closest group on the team, and people really feel that. And so that's what we're trying to do right now. A lot of the people that are like talking about it would be like the people on different positions. So it's like the wide receivers, but it's all positive. They're all like, man, dude, like the way you guys are talking this year, the way you guys are bonding together, it's more of like the other people like kind of noticing what we're doing, how we're changing. And I just think in the offensive line room, we're just trying to flush it, not really think about it. And this is a whole new group of guys, and we're rolling with these guys, and that's all that matters right now.
Hey, maybe wishful thinking on my part. He may not be that guy, but he sounds like he might be. And when you talk about the personalities required to make up a team, you've got to have an abundance of them. I like an offensive lineman with a big personality, and he seems like he may be that guy. We'll see as we go along. Again, it may just be wishful thinking on my part, but it sounds like Arkansas may have found themselves a tackle. Hey, if you like basketball, man, March is what it's all about. They're ready at the Bet Saracen app. If you've not downloaded it yet, you really are missing out. If you have, you already know why it's Arkansas's favorite sports betting app, because it's Vegas, Arkansas style. You can bet on the Arkansas teams. You can bet on the Arkansas players. And that's what makes it fun. That's the attraction right there. And that's what you don't find at a lot of the national betting apps. I know there are a lot of them out there. And I also know that there are a lot of laws in our state that keep them from operating in our state. So if you're going to be the most informed, if you're going to be the most prepared, and if you're just one of those people that likes to make a little wager on the game you're watching, you got to download the Bet Saracen app. There's a how to play video. They'll get you ready to go at the Bet Saracen app. All right, as we wrap it up today, one other game at the SEC tournament tonight, the late game, will pit Missouri against Georgia. Georgia's lost 10 of 12, and Missouri didn't win a conference game all year. So I'm picking Missouri. I think Missouri beats Georgia tonight and advances to the second round of the SEC tournament. All right, that's enough for today. Again, 6 o'clock tonight. We'll see how it goes. We'll talk at the end of the week. Hope you're having a good week. We'll visit then. Until then, thanks for listening.
subscribe to the Gimme the Hogs Chuck podcast. Go to hitthatline.com or search Hit That Line wherever you listen to podcasts. Don't forget to rate, review, and share.
This podcast has been presented by Bet Online.
This podcast is an exclusive property of Pearson Broadcasting. It may not be copied, reproduced, modified, published, uploaded, reposted, transmitted, or distributed in any way without Pearson Broadcasting's prior written consent.
Thank you for listening to Believe. You can show support to your host by subscribing to the show and giving us a 5-star rating on your preferred platform. Check us out at Believe.com and search for BLEAV on YouTube.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.